rolling on the Cap J Hood Show on ESPN 1000. Jesse's in for Hoodie today. Snorling's at the phones. Charlie's at the controls. Here's our lineup today. The Greenie Show, 10 to 12. Carmen Yerk, noon to 2. Black and Aki, 2 to 6. Waddle and Sylvia have the day off. Enjoy it. And then watch us on Twitch today and every day at twitch.tv/ESPN1000. Chicago. So is there a power shift happening in the NFC North? Could the Lions actually be the dominant team going forward?
I don't think there's
our Bears.
I don't think there's any doubt there's a power shift, right?
Mm-hmm.
Green Bay has what's the word I'm looking for? Has given
relinquished.
Up. Relinquished. Thank you. I was going to say relented. Relinquished the mantle, it appears. But who's going to take it over, I still think, is a question mark. The Vikings in the moment, right? They're 10-2 or whatever. That, yes, they're there. But we're talking about over the course of time here, who's going to be the team? You can make a case for Minnesota. You can certainly make a case for Detroit. And maybe in a year or so, we can make a case for the Bears. I'm not as high on Detroit as you are, but I like them. I like them. And I think they're going to win this week. They're building something there. But I it's a good question for our listeners. Who's going to be that team if Green Bay's giving it up?
I think Detroit is the dominant team, if not 2023. And I think 2023, they should have, you know, another step in their plan.
You realize 12 months ago you say that, you get committed.
I did say that. I did say that.
And you should have been committed back then.
Snorling, have I not been all in on the Lions from day one?
You and I were both in the preseason. I got off the bus when they had that meltdown in October. You stayed with it. Credit to you.
All right, they haven't won anything just yet, Cap. You're boasting a little bit early here. Let's see. It's still the Lions.
They may lose to the Vikings. I'm telling you, in 2023, 2024, that team is going to be a beast.
I can't say no, but I'm not going to say yes either. I need to see a little bit more. I need to see a little bit more.
They've got, the number 4 pick in the draft from some astute trades. They've got their own pick as well.
Okay, and Jared Goff's playing well right now.
For Hawkinson.
Jared Goff's playing well right now, not even every week, but he's playing well. I'm not sure Jared Goff's going to be the guy for the next 3 years. I mean, there's a reason he got booted out of L.A.
Okay, so let me ask you something. If your phone rang and you're Ryan Poles, and it was the GM in Detroit, and he said, hey, I want the number 2 pick. I'm getting my quarterback, obviously. I'll give you whatever the package is. Do you reject it out of hand because I can't let a team in my division come up and get their quarterback? Or if it makes us better, yes.
Actually, that's a really good question. We just hear about baseball.
Abdallah.
Yeah, you don't trade within the division. I'm going to say when it comes to this, the idea of handing your arch rival a quarterback of the future, I'd say no, you don't do it because quarterback is so important. I don't think you can do a big package like that in the division, no.
And I think you do. If it makes you better, if you
but they can't
the
be the only team offering you. If they're the only team offering you a package for
no,
the number
not the
two.
Only, but if it's the best trade on the table, you don't go, well, it's in the division. No.
I think if it's the best trade minus
Detroit
10%,
that,
you do it somewhere
star
else.
Tight end of Minnesota. They went, okay, it's the best deal we can find.
I have to think about that because quarterback is so important. You know, pick a name. If Dan Marino was coming out and you're going to hand the Detroit Lions Dan Marino, like, would you do that? I don't know. So maybe it depends on the draft. I'm not sure I would do that with the number two pick. Has it happened? Like, has it happened very often? Can we think about that?
Rarely.
Like, trading within your division something big like that, a number one or number two draft
pick. I'd have to go back and look.
Yeah. So I'm going to say no.
I would make the trade in a second. If I looked at the deal on the table and went, that we have to make that trade. We're better. That makes us better. Who cares about them getting their quarterback?
Put a name to it. Dan Marino. Put a franchise quarterback to it. I wouldn't do it if I knew that quarterback was going to be great.
Marco, what do you think, kid?
Hey, Cap. What's going on there, Sizzle Chest?
What's going on, Sparky?
hey, I would take that second pick in the draft, Eddie Jackson, Cody Whitehair, get them out of here, and give them to Detroit for their 2 picks in the first round. And as soon as free agency came about, I would try and go for Payne out of Washington to play that three technique, and I'd also send try and get money to get Jenkins out of Green Bay because he has the Getsy connection to come to Chicago. That way we fill both sides of the trenches with what we need and then go for more in the draft.
I'll say this about trading within your division. Theo used to say it. You have to pay a tax. If Detroit pays a tax, meaning the trade is 20% better than anyone else, that might be a different story. All things being equal, I wouldn't do it. But if you give, if you force them to pay a tax, meaning an extra pick, player, whatever, then I would say yes to it. That's my view on that.
So tankathon.com right now. Houston has got the number one pick. Chicago, number two. Denver headed to Seattle, by the way, because of the Russell Wilson trade. Mm-hmm. Third. Fourth, Detroit owning the Rams pick. Five, New Orleans going to Philly. Freaking Eagles are picking fifth. Carolina, six. Jacksonville, seven. Arizona, eight. Indy, nine. Vegas is 10. And then Detroit has their own pick, which right now is at 15. Probably getting worse because, like Courtney said, Detroit could end up winning their last five game or last four games.
Right, but they're five at games. 4-15. Was it four? The first pick? No.
Right now they're at four and 15.
Would you trade 4-15 for the second?
No, would need more.
You need more, yeah.
Yes.
Within the division. Yeah. That's what I'm saying about the tax to me.
Like a second rounder in there as well.
Exactly.
And then you got to start thinking about it very strongly.
Yeah, you need the tax. That's my point. If another team's trading you two first-round picks, then you need two from Detroit plus something else. It's got to be more.
Correct.
Then I'd start thinking about it.
Well, we'll see. 312-332-3776. We are talking about the future of the NFC North. We're also going to get back into some baseball because we've got Jesse Rogers here. Wilson Contreras is a member of the St. Louis freaking Cardinals.
I would not have thought that 2 months ago because perception was he had all these negatives and St. Louis saw the negatives up close across the diamond all those years. An emotional player, volatile, gets hit by a pitch, goes crazy, right? But then they did their due diligence and dug into him like we know him and found out this is a good kid that cares a lot. And I've almost never seen an executive go silent than I did Jed Hoyer 2 days ago in the hotel, second floor, Grand Hyatt Manchester in San Diego, when Patrick Mooney said, finally, after he'd signed with St. Louis, Jed, why not the Cubs? And Jed just folded his hands, shook his head, and wouldn't answer.
Wouldn't answer. What did he say?
He said, I'm not going to go there. Not going to go there. Because the old saying is true. If you have nothing nice to say about someone, you don't say anything at all. And the answer to the question people have asked me, and Waddle and Sylvie asked me yesterday, isn't about pitch framing. It's not about putting the fingers between his legs or the pitch guy. It's not about calling a game. It's about leadership. They didn't trust him to be the new face and leader of this team. Right? He wasn't the leader in the last team. That was Rizzo and Lester and those guys. He was the leader of this team, and he was last year, and I thought he did a good job. He wasn't volatile and emotional and all that stuff. But they didn't trust him to be the leader. And, of course, in St. Louis, he won't have to be. He won't have to be. But they're going to miss that near 800 OPS for a catcher and all the other things, and they're going to miss his arm behind the plate as well.
Okay, let me just tell you this. I was on the Bernie Miklas show yesterday.
Sure.
Down in St. Louis.
Mm-hmm.
And Bernie said, let me just give you some ammo here about, because I'm mad that Contreras is a Cardinal. He said that John Mozeliak and Ollie Marmol, their manager, Oliver Marmol, reached out to a former Cub who pitched for the Cardinals. His name's John Lester. John, tell us what you think of Wilson Contreras. And he said, what are you asking me for? Sign that kid. That kid's outstanding. I love him.
He saved Lester's career in a lot of ways.
He said, I was locked in on trying to throw too many fastballs. He said, and Wilson had basically a come-to-Jesus meeting with him and said, you got to stop. You don't have the same fastball you used to have. I need to see more breaking stuff, more cutters. John got back to doing that and actually pitched better. He said, Wilson Contreras controls a running game. He's great. You should.
And when I say he helped save his career, I don't mean it's a dramatic statement. What I mean is the run game was a disaster, right? and the throwing to first, and Wilson helped save him because he could cut down the run game with his arm, right? Mm-hmm. That's what I mean. So let me read something to you, Cap. I texted a former pitcher of the Cubs who Wilson caught, and I asked him, I said, tell me the worst
thing. What did Steve Cishek have
to say? No, I'm not telling you this. Was anybody? I said, tell me the worst thing you can say about Wilson Contreras. He'd say, well, his body language when pitchers didn't do well would be a little off, or when he had a no-hit day, he might take that to the field a little bit. Okay. All right, no one's perfect. But then he said the kid meant well, he cared, and was a good dude. He's an emotional player now. He's not as emotional as he was when it came up. You know, Ross and him clashed in 15 and 16 because he was brash and all those things. But he's matured. He's evolved. Umpires didn't like him initially, but I think they've gotten to know him better. So all those things are true. So I think his negatives were over-exaggerated. But the bottom line is the Cubs did not trust him to be the leader on this team. And now they have one player remaining from the 16 championship, and that's Kyle Hendricks.
That's it.
Hayward signed with the Dodgers. They got Hayward. We got Bellinger. Which reclamation project is going to work? I mean, I think Bellinger is a little bit more. Right, it better be Bellinger. Right?
Oh, my God.
It's a little more talent there to work with.
Yeah.
But it's kind of interesting they switched. But, yeah, I'm with you. I think that last thing. I ran into Oliver Marmol yesterday morning. I'm leaving. I got my bags. He at the hotel lobby, right off the elevators. And I said, hey, you got a good kid coming over there. And you know what he said to me? He goes, yeah, it's one thing to look across the diamond and assess a guy and then to find out more about him. So that's what I'm saying. Perception, if you're just seeing him externally, this guy is nuts a little. He's wild. He's crazy. Then you get to know him a little bit and you dig in and you talk to John Lester and you meet with him and you realize this kid cares a lot. So I was just Oliver Marmol yesterday. I can't think of a worse situation than Wilson Contreras signing with the St. Louis Cardinals.
They better hope he flops down there. Right. If he's a star, oh, do they look stupid.
And think about the trust St. Louis has in him and giving him. Replacing Yachty, a pitching-heavy organization, and saying, you're our guy. Now, I didn't tell Marmol this. He's a terrible base runner. I didn't tell Marmol that. He'll figure it out on his own.
I'll have to get that worked out. Hey, this might be the worst time in history for Chicago sports. Is there a city with a worse sports landscape on the professional level? We're talking about, I'm not including the Sky in this or the Reds. I'm talking about Cubs, Sox, Bulls, Bears, Blackhawks.
Northwestern Wildcats.
Name me a major city for us that has a worse professional sports landscape than us. 312-332-3776.
Don't miss the conversation.
Cap and J-Hood.
Tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
Cap and Hoodie.
Bah, 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 bah. And listen to Cap and J-Hood at home and in the office.
Now, back to more Cap and J-Hood on Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
I like this tweet from Tom Cap. Saying the Lions will be the dominant team in the NFC North is like saying Giselle is leaving Brady for me. I'll believe it when she's at my door with the ring.
Legitimate, but just look at their roster and the amount of talent on it.
I just don't believe in Goff long term. But maybe he's matured into a big-time quarterback. I don't know. We'll see.
We're going to find out. We are going to find out. 312-332-3776. By the way, I went at tankathon.com and I hit sim lottery.
Which sport?
Basketball.
Okay.
The Bulls got the number one pick. I did it one time.
Boy, we got a shot. We got a shot. What was their percentage? Do you remember? Do you have it there?
I don't know. They were sixth.
Okay.
Before that, which that pick would be conveyed to Orlando from the Vucevic trade. Top four, it's protected. Start trading guys away in January. I'll give you another 30 days. Hoodie doesn't want to do it. I don't understand his take.
Hoodie's got this common theme. He doesn't like to lose for a better pick, even if you're going to lose anyway, almost. He doesn't like it with the Bears.
Well, what I don't understand about Hoodie's take is, I've been there, done that. I don't want to do it again. Yeah, no one wants to do it again, but you're not winning with this garbage roster you have right now.
Exactly.
Poorly constructed.
You can wish for something else to happen, but this is reality right now.
Like, I give Sylvie his props. He was the first guy going, this Vucevic trade, overpay, not going to work. Vooch would be a really good piece to a contending team.
Yeah, right,
speaking of
Hoodie. But not this team.
He just sent me his picks.
Doesn't he know when we do that segment? My God.
Yeah.
I'm going to have to take over this show.
Just emailed them to me. 9:16 a.m. I just got an email.
Spotty reception in Kalamazoo.
Sorry, his picks are out.
I gave the winners anyway. As soon as we went to break, I'm like, my picks are terrible.
That's it.
But usually when you think they're bad, they're good.
Okay. Right? So is this the worst city in terms of the major sports markets? In terms of the sports,
the funny thing is the Lions are holding up Detroit a little bit because the Pistons stink. Mm-hmm. The Red Wings a little bit better, I guess. Right? I haven't followed them too closely.
The Pistons still have Cade Cunningham.
The Tigers
have a guy.
Yeah, but they stink. The Tigers stink. So the Lions are kind of like giving Detroit a little respectability.
New York has resurgent teams in the Giants and Jets. Yeah. The Yankees just got Aaron Judge, and they were postseason.
Mets are awesome.
The Mets are spending like insane money. They just announced David Robertson.
It certainly is the worst.
You see that?
Yeah, it certainly is the worst big team, big market team.
Well, the qualifier has to be
city, big market city.
You have at least four of the teams in all four major sports. So that gives you, Detroit, New York, Chicago, L.A. You know the list.
Philly's doing a lot better than us.
San Francisco. So
yeah. Yeah, we're among big cities for sure.
Minnesota, Minneapolis.
Minnesota.
The Timberwolves are better than the Bulls.
Right.
The Vikings are 10-2.
The Vikings are 10-2.
Right. The Twins aren't horrible.
They're better than our teams.
Yeah. And they weren't even healthy.
Is there any town that has five teams that are all bad? I don't think so.
Let's see, in Boston,
the
Celtics are phenomenal. Yeah. The Bruins are phenomenal.
Yeah. So
and the Red Sox stink.
Let's think Miami, if you include the Panthers.
They got the Heat.
The Heat are good, yeah.
The Dolphins are good.
Dolphins are good, right. Marlins stink, though. This is for five, bad.
There is no question that we have the worst sports landscape of any major city in America, and it's not close.
And I wanted to ask this in the summer, but in the summer it was so easily Detroit because every team was in last place. Now the Lions look a little better.
Okay, so go back to 2013-14.
Mm-hmm.
2014, Trestman was a joke, and they were going to move on from him and Emery.
Mm-hmm.
They were bad. The Cubs?
As before, they were good,
awful. White Sox?
Awful.
Bulls? They had Tibbs still.
Remind me.
And they were coming off the Derek injury, and they were still good. And the Blackhawks were about to win another championship.
Yeah. So
it's not even close.
Right. This is worse than that. Here's another thought that you're not going to love. Like, even go a year from now, how much better could it be? Maybe the Cubs are better. Unless the Sox spend some money, they're going to be in the same similar spot. Bears could be better. Bulls are starting over. Like, a year from now, it doesn't seem... I don't see the light at the end of the tunnel. Maybe the Cubs, if they spend. Right? Go a year from now. Bears should be better, but not...
Not great.
No, we're not thinking championship a year from now for any of these teams.
Correct. That's correct.
Baseball, you got to spend some money. It's been... If we've learned nothing from this offseason so far, there are a bunch of owners willing to spend. You got to play along.
We have it burned in the system. I'm not going to play it again because I play it all the time. It is Joe Lacob, the owner of Golden State, saying he's maniacal at this point of his life about one thing, championships. That's all he wants, whatever it costs. We don't have anybody say
and
that.
And I think the owner of the Padres is exactly the same way right now.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter. Whatever it takes.
Or Steve Cohen.
And we know Steve Cohen is there. He's going to be there all the time.
So speaking of owners, like which owner would you trust the most to get their thing turned around right now?
That's always a good question because owners in Chicago aren't exactly, everyone's favorite people. I'm definitely not Reinsdorf at this point. Cap, what do you think? Which ownership do you trust the most?
Jeez.
I'm...
I don't know. There's one owner that has recently gotten a title. That's Ricketts.
Right. And Wirtz isn't that far from having three.
But that thing's a train wreck.
It is a train wreck.
Train wreck.
McCaskey's you never trust. It's been...
Well, he has no record.
No record.
I would have to say...
I'd have to say Ricketts too, but people are going to go nuts that we say that. We're comparing him to the other owners in town.
Correct.
And again, he at least has had a top three payroll for several years in a row. It just has been a while.
Correct. So, yeah, it would be Tom Ricketts.
It'd probably be Tom Ricketts.
No question. Matt wants to weigh in with some Contreras thoughts. Hey, Matt, what's up, Cookie?
What's going on from Fort Worth? Good morning, gentlemen.
Good
morning.
First of all, Cap, this is really for you. Got to let you know, first and foremost, I'm a huge Bears fan. I'm from Illinois originally, but down here in Texas. Second of all, God love you. I'm a huge St. Louis Cardinals fan. I hate the Cubs with a passion.
Same. We have a common hate you bond with the passion. Because we hate your team.
But mostly what I want to say is thank you for not signing Wilson Contreras. I was begging to get him. So glad we did. And from Cardinal Nation, take that.
Have a great day, Matt.
He's been on hold for a while just to say that.
Jerk.
Just to say that.
No, I'm kidding you, Matt.
The Cubs don't play them 19 anymore. It's down to 13. But still, it will sting. How long before Wilson hits a homer at Wrigley and he's like doing the thing with his hand to the ears? He's going to play it up.
I'm going to tell you something. When Zetterman comes in to do his FanDuel read, you watch next summer. I'm taking Wilson Contreras to hit a home run against the Cubs on my FanDuel same game parlay. I'm also going to take Adam Wainwright over 6.5 strikeouts.
But Wilson loves the Cub fans, so it's hard in the moment. How do you respect the fans but diss the other, diss the Cubs? Like, after you hit the homer, you don't want to diss the fans, but you want to diss the, maybe you just point at the dugout or something. What if he did that?
Wouldn't it be funny?
What if he did that? Just pointed at Ross.
He hit home plate and went,
yeah, give it like an MJ thing after hitting the threes.
That's it. That is
it's going to be fun to see Wilson here 5 years against the Cubs because he's an emotional person. There will be emotions when he's up here playing against them. They play them in London next summer.
I think I'm going to go.
Yeah, I'm trying to get that assignment.
Yeah,
I should get that.
I'm not
going
to work.
Yeah. Oh, well,
I'm going to hang at a pub.
Get Danny to throw the show out there.
Danny, can we do the show from London next June?
That's a yes.
No.
That's a yes.
That's a yes. Just book it.
We'll go to Keith.
London, Canada? Here's what I'm going to do. It's a great idea. Somebody will go to London, but I'm going to see which show can do the best English accent, and they will go.
I got no shot. Hoodie could do it for us.
Yeah, Hoodie probably could do it.
Yeah, Hoodie's the best at that. Yeah.
Go and try it, Shay.
Carmen and Yurko, forget it. No chance.
We have Bearlissimo.
Yeah, Bearlissimo's going to host us.
We got to have one. We got to have a show there. And your show works because the time difference and everything.
Yeah.
Perfect.
We'll get that done. Get that done. Keith Williams, our boss. Overruled Danny. It's Danny's boss. The Friday folder is always a lot of fun. Hoodie can't stop talking. It lets us miss out on some topics. We will get to those next.
Cap J Hood.
Follow on Instagram at Cap J Hood.
This is ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Cause it's Friday.
It's time for the Friday folder.
And you ain't got shit to do.
On the Cap and J Hood show.
Brought to you by Snorling.
Brought to you by Snorling.
Yeah. Snorling brought it to
is
you.
Is it actually brought to you by me? I think that's what it is.
Brought to you by Lou Malnati. We'll give it to whoever. The Friday folder is because I love Hoodie. He's family to me. He's my partner. He can't stop talking sometimes during the week, and we get sidetracked and miss out on some topics that we had on our show list.
I listen every day, so I know what you
jam
mean.
It all back mean. Into the Friday folder. Here's Snorling.
All right, I want to start with a story that we wanted to get to yesterday. a Texas woman allegedly dumps 50 pounds of human feces at a police station. Cap, guess what her name was?
Wow.
Karen.
Mindy.
Oh, boy.
Mindy Jeanette Stevens, the wife of an assistant fire chief, allegedly dumped about 50 pounds of human bleep in front of the Electra Police Department last week, KXAN reported.
Do we know why?
No, we don't know why. Okay. All we know is an officer went outside to see what was going on, discovered 3 5-gallon buckets of what appeared to be human waste. A lot of questions get risen here. How long do you have to be collecting human waste to fill 3 5-gallon buckets?
Okay. I mean, that's just so out of bounds and awful on every level. What is it with public servants, like, completely crossing the lines or their family members? Because she's the wife, you said?
The wife of the fire chief, yeah.
Okay. How about the Chicago cop to add to this story? Chicago cop sidelined after allegedly urinating into a Florida bar's ice machine while he's on vacation.
I saw that one, too. I was going to bring that up.
You got to be kidding.
Like,
who among us?
Like, what?
That was Charlie at the bar on Sunday.
That's one way. Did he lose his job, the cop?
I don't know.
If he did, that's as dumb a way
officers
to lose his job.
Arrived at Gulf Boulevard at the Beachcomber Hotel in St. Petersburg Beach at 6200 Gulf Boulevard. Officers there spoke with an employee who said he saw a man later identified as Chicago police officer Henry Capouch, C-A-P-O-U-C-H, 30.
Capouche, I think.
Capouche. Pissing in the ice in the machine. What?
How drunk can you be to...
No, probably not that drunk, to be honest. I might have a substance abuse problem. So, oh, my God.
Where would you store 50 pounds of you? Like, do you get, like...
I can't even conceive why someone would do that.
Stinks in the house. What is that?
I think you got to get a storage unit. Like, you got to rent one out.
The police lieutenant was reviewing the surveillance video. He recognized her voice. And that's how they found her. The city administrator actually gave her an opportunity to come pick up the buckets. He said, if you come pick this up, you won't face charges. She dropped them off in a hazmat suit. So she was probably storing them for a while. She said the woman refused to clean up her mess and said it was, quote, not her problem.
Jeez. People are out of their
Get
mind.
A septic tank, man.
Snorling.
How about a Georgia couple that figured out a Walmart hack and stole over $6,000 in merchandise? A man and woman in Georgia confused a Walmart cashier. They gave the credit cards and swiped them for high-limit purchases and then asked the cashier to hit the cash button on the register to take the payment. So it tricked it into swiping the cards but expected cash payment, and then they just were able to leave the store.
Oh, wow.
So was the cashier in on it?
No, the cashier was probably an older person or something and was confused by what was going on. So this has been said now. It's called theft by deception, and they're looking for the couple.
Right. So they swipe the card, but somehow convince them to hit the cash button. And so the card never takes, basically.
That's right? Just a heads-up play, if you ask me.
Wow.
Theft by deception. That sounds right.
That's awful. Okay, go ahead.
How about people being tricked into thinking FIFA 23, the video game, is real video and they're watching World Cup streams? So the World Cup in some parts of the world is difficult to watch if you don't have access to cable. There are people who are charging for quote-unquote illegal or legal streams of the World Cup that are actually just pixelated replays of the video game.
That might be my favorite story. You don't know if you're watching a video game or the World Cup. That's rich.
Is unbelievable.
That's rich. I like that one.
That is absolutely incredible. Boy, that was a hell of a game.
You actually didn't see it.
Exactly. What's it say about me that I've heard two of these so far? I'm like, these are good moves.
Yeah, these are good bits.
That's actually a really good scam, I think. Like, and it's just kind of on the person. Like, if you're paying to watch the game illegally or watch it on a YouTube, you're subscribed to a live YouTube thing, thinking you're going to get the actual World Cup and you're just watching a video game, it's on you a little bit.
Unbelievable.
I suppose. But if you're in a country that like you said, doesn't have good internet or whatever, and you don't know, I mean, yeah, it is on you. I just think it's funny that it could be that good a quality a video game that you get it confused. That's pretty impressive.
It's incredible. Snorling.
This I wanted to get to yesterday as well. Hot Pockets are debuting cargo shorts. Hot Pockets are going to start, the brand Hot Pockets are going to start selling cargo shorts. These cargo shorts have insulated cargo pockets so you can store calzones, patties, empanadas, Hot Pockets, anything you want in your insulated cargo pocket for easy access and easy eating.
I have never had a Hot Pocket.
I've had one, not recently. But I've never stored one in my pants. I mean, they're making them so you can store them and walk around with these Hot Pockets. Is that it? And keep them warm?
Yeah, the pockets. It looks, you know the, like, travel coolers that have the, like, astronaut lining in them? The pockets have that same insulated lining. So you can put your Hot Pocket in your cargo pocket.
Sebastian Maniscalco does a bit, like, you check in at the Wynn in Vegas, this beautiful hotel, and people have, like, a cooler, a six-pack of, you know, Miller Lite that they're dragging through the lobby of the hotel. It's, like, total white trash stuff. I can picture someone with their Hot Pocket shorts, right? Walking in a fancy hotel, their six-pack. No.
And a bunch of Hot Pockets.
Right, and a bunch of Hot Pockets.
It would be easy to notice, too. Right on the pant leg, it says the Hot Pockets with the logo. And then comes with a matching hoodie that has flames on the sleeves and a logo that says irresistibly hot on the front and hotter in the Wild West on the back. So you're decked out if you're getting the Hot Pockets cargo shorts.
Other than the first one, I've only heard good ideas in this segment.
Okay. Sidebar, may I approach?
Please do.
Brought to you by Ankin Law, 3126 million for the great Howard Ankin. Put that lawyer on your phone. Sign my ball. Okay. So I was at the Wynn for my son's bachelor party. I am at the pool. I go in to make a bet in the sports book. I walk out.
Mm-hmm.
And I hear, hey, Cap. And I look, and there's
my guy.
Two gentlemen sitting at one of those cabanas out in front of it. Just the two of them.
Yeah.
And I look, I'm like, that dude's Sebastian Maniscalco. But it wasn't he who said, hey, Cap. It was another guy with him, his dad.
Yeah.
I believe his dad's name is Salvatore.
Believe you're right.
Still cuts hair.
Yep.
Out in Arlington Heights.
Yep.
Salvatore says, Cap. I listen to you in hoodie every morning.
Yeah.
Sebastian stands up and goes, hey, Cap, good to see you again, because I've interviewed him before. You got him on us.
Yeah, that's right.
With us
here. Right.
And Salvatore, he said, my dad loves that show.
Yep.
I said, good. You can sit down. I'd rather talk to your dad.
Oh, his dad's a hoot. I sat next to him on his
amazing.
At one of Sebastian's shows, I sat next to him, and it was so cool to see the dad of the comedian up there. Howling like he was bent over, and you know he's seen the show a million times. Great guy. Talked to him a little bit. Was sitting next to him. Great guy.
Phenomenal.
I mean, I love the fact that he's from here. You know what I mean? Like
Salvatore Maniscalco, you are the man.
Yeah, he is. And someone sent me Sebastian is making so much money on the road. I think he made the most of any comedian last year.
Do you know he does like private parties for like the rich and famous?
Yeah.
Dude, it's stupid what they pay.
He was in The Irishman, too.
But he's been in movies. I think he's got a movie of his life coming out, or a fictionalized version of it. But he's made it big after just grinding and grinding and grinding. Yeah, Great guy.
I'm a huge fan of Sebastian and his dad as well. So back to you, Snorling, real quick.
Baker Mayfield does maybe the stupidest thing I've ever seen. He does this often. It's kind of his thing. He headbutts his teammates without his helmet on.
Yeah, we saw that. Yep.
He did that last night after the win, and it shocked the Rams coaching staff, who had apparently never seen it and were worried for his safety. I would be, too, if I saw my quarterback, de facto, go and smoke somebody with a headbutt without a helmet on.
Yeah, it was unbelievable. And then he got the game ball.
Yeah. It kind of makes sense knowing his personality. I think he's kind of nuts. I don't think he's much of a quarterback, but I could see a guy like that button heads with somebody wearing a helmet.
I think it's so like dorky. Look at me! Look how tough I am.
Totally. Remember when Josh Naylor of the Guardians headbutted Francona, but Francona put a helmet on, put a batting helmet on.
Right, but that's what Baker's doing. He's naked head, head-butting guys wearing football helmets, hitting them right in the face mask. And then the question becomes, for me, is Baker head-butting these guys because he's nuts, or is he nuts because he's head-butting these guys?
Both. How about that?
Scholars argue.
He's nuts. That's all I can tell you. I think he's nuts. And I don't think he's much of a quarterback.
I don't either.
That is the Friday folder. We have the Cap and Jay Hood Chicago Cut Steakhouse Cut of the Day. And Tracy Butler
coming in the studio next.
Cap and Jay Hood. Jay Hood.
This is Chicago's home for sports. ESPN 1000.
Watch us and join the chat. Follow ESPN 1000 Chicago on twitch.tv or the Twitch app.
It's the awesome Tracy Butler with the weekend weather. We always have fun. We play games with her.
Wait, did you just call me awesome?
Yeah.
Because I didn't think you were thinking I was so awesome today.
A few minutes ago, we weren't thinking that.
Yeah,
I think my wife's awesome. She has her days. Today's one of those.
What? Oh, I'm sure you have your days, too.
I'm perfect.
I don't know if this is sleep yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. You men are, many of you... You think you are never wrong.
Well, we are.
If you're
wrong, oh my gosh,
we are never wrong.
I just had this discussion with my husband yesterday. Unbelievable. Okay, sorry.
We never ask for directions. We're never wrong. That's just how it works.
I constantly ask for directions.
And you
for
have no patience, women.
That is not true.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. I am so much more patient than you.
No. I am a saint of patience.
No. Oh, my gosh.
Garbage. No shot.
No shot.
By the way, Jesse, we always do this with Tracy.
No.
Aisha Scott, would you go to her funeral?
We're not playing this game.
It's called the funeral game.
By the way, Jess.
Yes. Good to see you.
I'm so excited to see you.
Me too.
Your broadcast on ABC7 Eyewitness News this morning. We get to replay some of your reports.
Nice. Yeah, I did reports every day from San Diego.
It was awesome. It was so good to see you now in person.
I got the mic flag and everything. I have to return the mic flag. They don't love me so much that I get to keep the mic flag. I got to return the mic flag.
I'm going
to
let you keep it.
Larry. Oh, thank you.
You
outrank Larry.
Jesse, think of somebody big in Tracy's life to their funeral.
We're not playing this game.
Called the funeral game.
Jesse.
Franco Harris. Okay.
So basically any Steeler,
she's there. The owner of the Pittsburgh Pirates.
No.
Brant Miller.
Oh, my gosh. Would you stop? He does this to me. Okay, we need to talk about the weather.
The best one was I said Jim Ramsey, and she's like, he died.
No shot.
Jay.
Oh, my God. Yeah, was this sleet today? What was this today?
Yeah, you know what?
You're better than this.
So, we had a cold rain, which was miserable. Yeah. At times, we did have some sleet.
Okay.
But what we needed to happen, because the surface temperature were still so warm, we really needed it to precipitate hard enough where it would start to pull down some of that colder air. And that inevitably did happen. There are some of our listeners up there in Lake and McHenry County. They have had accumulating snow up there. So they're under winter weather advisory until 1 o'clock. I don't think we'll have the same issues for the PM rush that we had for the morning rush this morning. It's diminishing already.
A Demetrius Ivory, a Morgan Kalkmeier.
Oh,
what about them?
Gosh. Can you ever stay on topic?
No.
Clearly.
Have you listened to this show? The answer is no. The answer is definitively no.
In terms of accumulating snow.
Correct.
I have a meteorological question.
Okay.
Is this the latest we've gone in a while where we have literally nothing on the ground?
Yeah, we don't have anything on the ground. The past couple, like last December, we barely
had. We had it on Halloween a couple years ago.
Yeah, I know. We had like 3.5 inches of snow on Halloween. So we're definitely in a moderate drought around the area. This rain is actually really good that we're getting today.
For what?
For our soils. We need this. We need to replenish.
Who cares about the soils? It's like I'm growing flowers out there.
The rural
farmers need it.
Okay.
The farmers get the winter off.
I don't know. I have no idea. I'm just trying to.
Farmers don't work in the winter.
Yeah, they do.
What are they?
They have other things that they do.
What are they tilling frozen ground?
You know what? We need to have my mom. My mom grew up on a farm. They had cattle. They had, oh my gosh, everything. Corn, everything.
Well,
dairy.
I got to ask you.
A cow in the snow?
I got to ask you the classic question at this time of year. Are we going to have a white Christmas?
It's a great question.
We're 2 weeks away or whatever it is.
There you go, Abdallah.
Can't tell you.
You don't know yet.
Don't know.
Interesting.
Not looking good.
The models aren't
not
really
looking good at this point.
All right.
To have a white Christmas, we need an inch of accumulation.
My wife wants to go to New York for Christmas just because, to walk the streets of New York. I go, we got a big town here. We can walk the streets down here.
She's right. New York's a lot of fun. By the way, here is the Chicago Cut Steakhouse Cappuccino Cut of the Day.
Yo.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
Everybody thought they were going to be great forever and ever, and they're not.
Tricky
they're
Nicky, okay. Can you hold on?
Yeah.
What's he doing? Ooh. He's got no life.
Yes, it's boring, but it's a sport.
Oh!
Whatever.
Cut it.
It's not boring.
Okay, then you're boring.
All right, cut!
We're off to you by Chicago Cut Steakhouse. David Flom, Matt Moore have cooked up an amazing restaurant that I'll be dining at tonight.
Whoa, really?
No invites here?
I was about to say, you stole those words right out of my mouth. Why not? Why not us?
Taking my wife, and we're having dinner with the Wonstetts.
Oh.
Okay. My Pittsburgh friend.
Yes. Even better.
Wow, now, do right.
You go to dinner with Tracy, it's got to be at 3:30.
Do the funeral game.
Yeah.
Tracy Wonstett.
Yes.
How about your makeup girl in there?
Yes, of course.
She didn't even know who it is.
Stop. I do so. It's Laura and Alex and Julie and Alina. We have an amazing makeup
Tracy's
team.
Tracy's awesome. Eidler.
Oh, man.
John Eidler. Yeah.
Yes, but would you stop?
So funny.
I love it.
Great seeing you, Tracy.
You too.
I don't get to it very often.
I know. Awesome.
Have a great weekend.
Opening day, March 30th, right?
Don't remind me. I need some time off.
All right, Jesse, thanks for being here.
You're the best, Cap.
You too. Snarling, Charlie, Tracy, all of you out there, we appreciate you greatly. Have a great rest of your Friday. Keep it locked on Chicago's Home for Sports, ESPN 1000. See ya.
Take that.
Don't get there.
From Chicago.